Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Seward man alleged to have trespassed in a guest house was arrested by Alaska State Troopers on Sunday after he barricaded himself in a bathroom. According to charging documentation, 43-year-old Kevin Van Cleek, who was not allowed on the guest house owner's property, entered the house and immediately entered a verbal altercation with the resident. The individuals living in the primary home on the property witnessed Van Cleek entering the guest house and called to check on the woman who lived there. She indicated she did not feel safe and troopers were called. When they arrived, Van Cleek had locked himself in a bathroom and refused lawful orders from law enforcement to exit, charging documents say. Once troopers made entry into the bathroom, Van Cleek was taken into custody without incident. According to a sworn affidavit, AST and Seward Police have a long history with Van Cleek in the Seward area. He is known to law enforcement as a homeless male with mental and behavioral health concerns, often having concerned citizens making requests for welfare checks on his behalf. Van Cleek does have more than 10 prior criminal convictions, including multiple trespasses. Trooper Keith Klingon, who filed the affidavit, recommended that Van Cleek receive court-assisted mental health aid, as he has been living homeless in Seward with extremely limited resources to aid him in his living, with no resources at his disposal to assist him in treating his mental or behavioral health problems. Van Cleek was taken to Spring Creek Correctional Center for criminal trespass 1 and 2 counts of assault and remanded without bail. The Project Homeless Connect event is coming up. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with more.
Project Homeless Connect, an event by the Kenai Peninsula Homeless Coalition, will take place at different locations across the Kenai Peninsula on Tuesday, January 28th. The coalition's mission is to connect those experiencing homelessness with the care they need to move forward. The event organizer, Jody Stewart, said the idea came from California and was brought to Alaska by their partners. 16 years later, KPHC is continuing the project to provide a one-stop shop to get folks and agencies together for individuals with housing issues or any difficult with any aspect of their life that they consider makes them vulnerable. Stewart also said homelessness is often ignored, stigmatized, or simply invisible. This is especially true in places like the Kenai Peninsula, where the population is widely dispersed and there is no centralized downtown or area where those experiencing homelessness can gather. She thanked the volunteers who made this event happen.
Action always speaks louder than words. And again, I think the folks that we help every single year recognize that we are doing this because we want to see our neighbors thrive. And we really want to make sure that our community is one that everyone wants to, that they're proud to be a part of.
Project Homeless Connect will occur in Homer at the Spark, Anchor Point at the VFW, and in the Kenai Central area in Soldotna at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. All three locations will start and end at the same time, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Legislators from the Kenai Peninsula officially took their oaths of office at the 34th Alaska Legislature in Juneau on Tuesday. Senator Jesse Bjorkman and Representatives Justin Ruffridge, Bill Elam, and Sarah Vance joined Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom to sign their oath documents, then were later sworn in during House and Senate sessions. Bjorkman, Ruffridge, and Vance all won re-election in November, and Elam won a tight race against John Hillier to take over the House District 8 seat vacated by Ben Carpenter.
I'm excited for the opportunities that we have for our state, and hopefully we can work together, kind of trying to put some plans together for how I'm going to be able to operate from a minority perspective.
That was Representative Elam before heading down to Juneau for his freshman legislature. Prior to the current session's commencement, legislators pre-filed a host of House and Senate bills, including 6 from Peninsula lawmakers. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.